The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday, make it Friday Eve up in here. And Dom, it's a happy hour, and I'm happy because I'm gonna get a little ahead of ourselves. An wow, early grievance, if you will, Dom. Right, I'm gonna be self-indulgent.
Does that have anything to do with Paul from Waukesha?
Sure.
Oh,
let's tell him it does.
All right.
Well, that and the fact tomorrow is Good Friday, so we're kind of going into a holiday weekend, but we are broadcasting. We will be live. It'll be the goodest of Good Fridays.
Pagans
don't get Good Friday off, man.
Come on.
You can't play it both ways, sir.
I can. Why not?
Let me ask you.
Yes.
What do you heathens eat for Easter?
You know, whatever Steffi's cooking or whatever I pick up at the store or restaurant, man. I mean, I don't know. Ham? Rabbits? What are you supposed to eat? Is there a thing? I mean, what is the
I don't
the
eat
Friday,
the ham.
Is that the day? Is Good Friday the day that Jesus was nailed to the cross? Is that the storyline? And then he's risen by Sunday? Come on, you're the Jesus guy. You tell me, man. I don't
know
how it works.
I'm pretty sure.
If that's the case, like, what is the, you know, what kind of dining does a crucifixion, you know, get you in the mood for?
Well, don't they have the Last Dinner? Shouldn't that be on like Thursday? The Last Dinner. And I did see a picture of the Last Dinner. The
Last, you know, Supper? You mean, Curdy?
The Last Supper. Dinner, supper. You know, you say dinner. Tomato, yeah. I say
the
tomato.
The last appetizer. The last cocktail hour.
You never know when it's going to be the last one, Dom, but Jesus suspected. he knew that Dom would renounce him three times by dawn.
I renounce you, Crudy. Oh, man.
I will tell you, I don't eat ham for Easter. I'm not an Easter ham guy. You know, we're not a big Easter celebrating sort of family. You know, since...
I mean, for the religious,
it's kind of the
type.
Big one, isn't it, for the Christians? if you don't believe important. In the Easter, what are you in for?
I mean, it's not like Santa Claus is bringing the gifts. I mean, that's what Christmas is all about. But I mean, this is kind of the miracle, right? The crucifixion, the death in 3 days, and risen again. He is risen. I never got that English anyway. So you don't really celebrate the miracle of Jesus Christ saying as a Christian, Michael.
I just don't draw the direct connection with, you know, eating ham on Sunday and he is risen. And you know, I get
You don't like ham or what's the deal with that?
I'm strange. I'm not a big fan of the ham. And I was okay with ham until I found out Scott Walker ate it each and every day for lunch.
Yeah, but what about like a pork chop or bacon? I mean, is it pork in general or just the ham?
Do I look Muslim? No, it's assalamu alaikum to my Muslim friends, but no.
Don't look like you pushed away the ham, man.
No,
so I'm just wondering, is it pork in general or just ham in particular?
It's ham in particular. Of all the pork and porcine meats, ham is my least favorite.
Really?
And I've eaten pickled pig's feet. When I was down south as a kid, they'd talk a kid like me into eating that thing at the end of the jar. I mean, A, you're eating out of a jar of what seems like formaldehyde.
Right. Don't worry. It's only been up at the bar for years. It's fine.
And they stick their arm right in there and pull her out for you. And, you know, this pickled pig's feet. But as a kid, I tried it. And, you know, I pretended to like it. Or at least, you know, I ate enough of it that friends and family were duly impressed. But
well, I tell you what, after, you know, shaking dice and drinking beers and shots as a kid at the bar, because we would, you know, grew up on the country, man. So we'd literally ride our bike to the bar sometimes. But I was a little older at this point, probably 16, 17 years old, going down to Porks in Hortonville.
Porks?
And they had, you know, all Porks.
Porkies?
They had Porks. And they had all the pickled, you know, food on the top shelf. And we'd shake dice and the loser had to eat the nasty pickled stuff. And so I had a fair amount of, you know, pickledness in my life. So compared to that, man, a nice glazed ham with some cheesy potatoes. Come on, man.
Well, I'm not against the cheesy potatoes. I got no qualms there. Scalloped? Oh, yeah. But I can just say this. Beef, it's what's for dinner. The Beef Council got me as a young man, and it stuck somehow, those Sam Elliott ads. I mean, they give you a whole list of things you need for dinner. I mean, that covers pretty much my whole year. I just put them on a rotator. But I will eat the pork chops. I'm not anti-pork chop. And certainly.
Bacon?
Certainly.
Sausage?
Oh, yeah. Bacon. Bacon. Yeah, of course I eat bacon. Doesn't everybody?
That's my thought.
The ham, less impressed. And the more glazed, the least I like it. Because it reminds me of, like, really? Okay. Carl Rove's head. Yeah, you remember the canned hams? Like, when I was a kid, my mom would get that thing, and there'd be a key on there. You'd have to, like, open that big son of a gun. Yeah.
Those are not great.
And it would have the globbed. And I never realized the gelatinous glob that's on that ham and stuff. That's what they make Jell-O out of. So, you know.
Jell-O, too?
It wasn't bad enough that Bill Cosby was associated with the brand, but just know it's like gelatinized hooves. That's what you're eating, kids.
Now, you're not supposed to eat that according to the Old Testament, right?
The Jell-O?
Not clear.
No, or from the cloven hoofed.
Yes.
I read something about beating you with the jawbone of an ass in the Bible. I think that's appropriate.
So what do you eat for Good Friday? I mean, you're not going to celebrate the miracle of the death and birth of your Savior.
Now, if you're Catholic, you're not even supposed to. Well, on Good Friday, I'll eat fish. I've been eating fish. And it's funny because I never used to like fish. And what an important conversation we're having in the whole scheme of things. But I never liked fish.
This is only a reflection of your true faith, Crudy. So, you know, please continue.
Well, I would eat the shellfish. As a kid, and as a kid, you'd go fishing. I caught a couple bluegills or whatever, young man, and threw them in a pan, cooked them up, ate those fish.
Yeah, those are yummy.
You know, right out of the water, back before there was so much mercury and stuff, microplastics. Now I just catch the fish. I'm a catch and release guy now. I don't eat the fish. Not out of Wisconsin's water, sadly. I don't eat the fish out of the waters here, but I do eat the cod, and, you know, I used to do it deep fried. Lots of tartar sauce.
Fried fish is just a reason to eat tartar sauce.
But now I've switched over to the grilled cod. And I know a guy who makes it pretty good. But then they give you the melted butter. It's like poor man's lobster. Just, eh. So I just, you know, I basically eat my melted butter with cod. So and I will eat that for Good Friday, but there will be no ham.
So that's Good Friday, and then Sunday after church.
I was thinking maybe Chinese food, buffet, some wontons.
What does the resurrection make you hungry for?
If my wife's not home, Chinese food's always at the top of the calendar for me. You know, like I jump it ahead because. Maybe once or twice a month, my wife will eat Chinese food. Not a big fan.
And you? How about you? How many times do you eat Chinese food?
You know, when I was in La Crosse, before I got the cool TV job working for ABC, I delivered the Chinese food. I worked in a Chinese joint for years. So as far as I was concerned, 6 days a week, but not Mondays. Dragon slumps on Monday. 844-967-2789. What is for Easter? And oh yeah, where I started all this.
Yeah, right.
Trump always gets away with it, man. He's always getting away with it. That's my early grievance. He's always getting away with it. And
get away with it until you don't. You know what I mean? Everyone's all slick. Oh, he's got all sorts of women on the side. He gets away with it. Oh, and then he's busted. Oh man, I can't believe that guy does that. I mean, he sells all those drugs. He does all, and then he gets busted. Oh my God, the guy.
Are you confessing right now again on the on the radio?
He does all these things. He never gets popped. He's a Teflon. Oh, and then he's busted. I mean, how many people really, really, really get away with it? The only way Trump's getting away with it now is if he dies prior to conviction.
Well, Jennifer Rubin has an intriguing headline, an opinion piece over at the Washington Post. I think we should go here. Trump benefits from an unequal system. Still, he can't outrun justice. Well, with that big ass, he's not outrunning anything. Before we get there, let's get to Mark. He's been a patient man on the phones, 844-967-2789. Mark, what will you eat for Easter?
Hey, Mark.
Well, I got some lamb chops in the
ooh, lamb chops.
All those out and cook them up with some garlic, some orange zest, and a little thyme and
what's some marmalade, right?
Some what? Baby carrots.
Baby carrots. Oh, you lost me on the baby carrots. I'm not so much guy.
With that orange juice, it kind of gives a nice little orangey. It's kind of a. That Jamie Oliver has one in his thing, you know, sticky orange chops, and there's like little lamb chops, lollipops of lamb, and it's just really pretty tasty.
Could you believe when Dom asked me before if I like pork, and I literally am like, the second favorite food I have is bacon jam.
Yeah, that's good stuff there too. I mean that, and don't let Scott Walker's love of ham. You know, he probably gets his stuff. It's probably pre-sliced.
If he's
stuff,
for ham, I'm against ham.
Man, ham's good. Pork chops are good. Bacon's good.
Mark, there was never a ham council when I was growing up. They never talked me into ham.
Likely not good ham that Scott Walker's eating. Get the good stuff from Willow Creek. They got the nice Berkshire ham. That is really good stuff. But,
if my kid doesn't eat up the sliced ham in the drawer quick enough, I'll heat it up and feed it to the dogs. I know I'm not going to eat it.
How about some bologna? You like bologna?
It's been a long time. I cooked something, and my wife thought it was Spam. I said, have you ever had Spam? She said, no. I said, well, maybe now you have. Come back. More Devils.
Everybody was kung fu.
Devil's Advocates, in fact, making radio great again.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines. Tell us what you're having for Easter. 844-967-2789.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No,
you know. I tease. I do know that Joe Biden.
Blue Moon.
Likes a little strawberry and a little like chocolate chip cookie dough, but he puts it on the same cone. Now, I'm not a big believer in the mixing of the linens and the wools, Dom, or the strawberries
I think it depends.
Other flavors.
Oh, I think
not on the same cone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe the fruit family, but you don't go chocolate chip cookie dough with like a strong
you know what, you're right,
fruit.
We should write that down in a book, bury it for 1,000 years and tell people that they thou shalt not cross your ice cream flavors upon eternal damnation and hellfire,
or you shall be stoned, or in Dom's case you shall get stoned. 844-967-2789. I think I had a point. Something about Jennifer Rubin. Yes. Trump's always getting away with it. I know. I don't like that aspect. Let me throw some of this out there for you, Dom. A little bit of politic and maybe. You know, if you go to Trump's place down at Mar-a-Lago and you're Chris Christie, not only does he make you eat the mom's meatloaf,
yeah,
one scoop. That's what he lost, Chris Christie. I see that Chris Christie is not going to run for the No Labels Party presidency. He's not going to take that fool's errand. But I think he became a never Trumper the day he only got one scoop done.
I did see on the Twitter feed that the No Labels has requested ballot access to the Wisconsin Election Commission.
Who's your candidate? No Labels. No candidates, more like it. But anyways, Trump always gets away with it. Understandably, many Americans, Crudy, are frustrated by delays in our four times indicted former President Donald Trump's criminal trials and enforcement of New York's massive civil judgment for fraudulent valuation of his properties. Trump can pay for a fleet of lawyers to file every imaginable defense and appeal. Certainly, the average criminal defendant would not enjoy luxuries such as the freedom to badmouth the judges, prosecutors, and court personnel practically without consequence, as Trump has. Again,
oh,
I read
it's a new
from
world, baby. No,
Jennifer
we can do
Rubin.
It. Next time I get in court, I'm going to light that judge up, Curdy. You just watch.
I saw that done once, and I think I was reminded. You saw the video? That dude that, like, spider monkey jumped?
Oh,
up over
the attack the judge, yes.
I was a young cameraman working for ABC in La Crosse, and I was in Judge Montalban's courtroom. And as fate would have it, I caught that same judge at sentencing. So I was familiar with the man. Kind of kept my baseball cap low. I was like, not looking up much that day in court.
I don't believe you, Curdy. You're supposed to take your hat off in the presence of a judge.
Well, I was not the criminal defendant in this circumstance. I was there to actually film somebody else's arraignment, you know, someone of local notoriety, you know, someone had been arrested for a DWI, some local TV guy or something. So I'm there in court waiting on this to happen, but it's not the only arraignment. And there was a guy seeking to be released so he could watch his children. And the judge, I see him start rolling back some papers. He says, well, it looks like we've released you before, and the last time you got out, you were dealing drugs while you were supposed to be watching your children. So I'm going to have to deny this request. Not only did he charge the mound, his wife came over the rail and charged the bailiffs that were holding and restraining him from trying. I mean, this is not going to be a fight you're going to win. First and foremost, he's got buddies. A few of those judges come packing in the courtroom. Montalban did not pull out any sidearms that day, but the guy got to the front of his, you know, got to the desk, whatever you call it, the big, what's the judge sit at? I've never got to sat on that side of the desk. You know, I always defend on stables over there, Mr. Crute. So anyways, this guy charged the mound. He went after the judge, and then his wife jumped over the low railing, like the chair rail height. Normally you use the swing out. She jumped over it to charge the bailiffs who had her husband. She got out that day. He did not. She made bail, apparently, you know, so she could go home and deal drugs and watch the kids.
Watch the kids, right.
Family affair.
Judge Montalban. Is that Ricardo Montalban?
No, but he was bald. Had a little bit of a Jeff Scott Olsen look, but bald. Fully bald. Jeff's still got a little hair, unlike myself. But that laurel wreath bald, you know, the shiny bald, but, you know, but still got the hair ring around the sides.
The salt around the rim. Like, I got you.
Yeah, that guy. But back to Trump. The latest Trump break, the New York appellate court reduced from $464 million to $175 million, the bond required while he appeals the New York civil case. Although the judge assigned monitors ban on borrowing from the New York bank stand, Trump was given 10 days to come up with the money, and he did not completely rule out accepting foreign funds, then. Why would he?
Curdy, I got to tell you, this has been a couple of days later now since he got that break. I haven't seen any reporting that he's actually submitted the money yet.
Well, why wouldn't he collect the interest? Why would he turn it over a minute before he had to? It's like when you got to report to jail, you don't show up 3 weeks early, man. You show up the last minute you can. At least that was my plan. After I saw Judge Montalban, last minute I could. So anyways, nevertheless, after he, Trump, exhaust his appeals, Trump almost certainly will eventually be liable for a sizable judgment. Over on the criminal side, Trump's lawyers have thrown up one frivolous defense after another in the federal classified documents case proceeding in Florida, is it? Cannon seems to be knocking it pretty slow down, but anyways, Rubin writes, Trump has been effective in slowing the wheels of justice almost to a halt because Judge Eileen Cannon, who was appointed, remember, keeps, who he appointed, remember, keeps entertaining frivolous arguments. Worse, she has demanded briefings, held oral arguments, and then refused to rule. Unless the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit intervenes, the case might take months to reach trial. Worse, once a jury is impaneled, a misguided ruling from Cannon could result in acquittal, leaving prosecutors no recourse. In the end, it is not impossible to imagine that Trump might avoid responsibility for an egregious national security breach and obstruction of the investigation. That would be the essence of a two-tier justice system. I want it now, Daddy. And I'm not getting it. And I'm very frustrated, Dom. He keeps getting away with it.
Come on, man. He's closer to being held responsible today than he was yesterday, last month, or last year. Do you deny that? Do you accept that? Do you think that is a realistic observation of where we stand right now?
Dom, I agree. We are all one day closer to death.
Hey, speak for yourself, man. Someone's got to live forever.
Yeah, you'll be in one of those formaldehyde jars at the end of the bar. Careful, someone will eat pickled Dom.
I'm already pickled, man. I got a great chance of living forever.
Inside out. Perhaps there's a moral to the Jennifer Rubin opinion piece. We'll find out. And you, the moral is you call us and tell us, you know, if you eat ham for Easter or whatever. 844-967-2789. Very important discussion.
Whatever.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know, I feel like Larry David sometimes, Tom. Oh, yeah. Thursday, happier, happy hour. Welcome to it. Rolling through it. All that kind of stuff.
Yada, yada,
Larry
yada.
David. Yada, yada, yada. I mentioned the lobster bisque. Larry David was interviewed. Mike Wallace. And I saw this in part. It, I believe it's going to go up on the HBO Max. And the end of Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming. And earlier this year, they did an episode about Larry David going down to Atlanta, and he was visiting a lady, African-American lady, and she was waiting in the voting line. It's Hotlanta. They call it Hotlanta because it's damn hot down there, often muggy, hot, humid. And under the local voting laws down there, you cannot aid someone by, let's say, giving them water. So this woman's dying. And Larry's like, oh, I got cold water in the car. So he brings her back one. And then he gets arrested. And the mugshot, I think I mentioned this on an earlier show. It was so clever, Dom. They merged the Larry David and the Trump mugshot. It was so good. And they even used, you know, the very, because Fulton County, right? Yep, Atlanta. Yep. He literally is in the same county. Per the fictional story, and it is fiction, I believe, Dom, but Larry David in the interview with Mike Wallace had something to say. I think Wallace asked him, you know, has politics affected your life? And I think this is about how he answered it, right, Rich? Play it for the people. Larry David.
I can't go a day without thinking about what he's done to this country because he's such a little baby that he's thrown 250 years of democracy out the window by not accepting the results of an election. I mean, it's so crazy. He's such a sociopath. He's so insane. He just couldn't admit to losing. And we know he lost. He knows he lost. And look how he's fooled everybody. He's convinced all these people that he didn't lose. He's such a sick man. He's so sick. Anyway, no, it hasn't impacted me at all.
And he always gets away with it. Talking about Donald Trump. Oh, by the way, you know, thank God, if you believe in such things, thank God for the texters with their Easter Sunday plans, them. A few of them.
Oh, yes.
Hit us up on the text line. You can text, prefer the phone calls, but at least one of these people still working. First and foremost, Jeff from Shorewood, our trash talker on the text line, says, I rarely chastise. I love you blokes. You're the bloke. Don't call me a bloke. I know that that's not even a derogatory thing, but don't call me a bloke. Dom can be the bloke in the panel. I'll be something other than a bloke. Casper, who's supposed to be working bloke right now, texting in. We used to have Zombie Jesus Toga Party every year. Yeah, apparently, right. You know, in anticipation of the big Easter. And then he also said we also had cross-shaped charcuterie boards. You know where you serve the cheese and the sausage?
Oh, right. On crosses. All right.
On crosses. And then one of the texters and on the WMDX line coming from the 952. Don't know where that's at. But anyways, the texter says, you can't make brats without pork. You don't like brats? I said I didn't like ham, just for the record. I'm not a ham guy. But I damn near had some braised pork meatballs last night. Place that I was going to order them from, carry out, closed. By the time I found that scrumptious item on the menu, the braised pork meatballs, the place was closed. I was very disappointed.
So you spend too much time perusing. It's like trying to find something to watch on one of the streaming video services. Yeah, so much to choose from, and by the time you get to it, you know, it's too late. You fall asleep.
Well, that's why I've got Peach Waba coming on tomorrow to tell you what to watch on the goodest of Friday nights, Dom, and perhaps the entire Easter weekend. He's the host of the Nightlight. And Pete, you know, he's got all your watching and your viewing and all that kind of stuff. And considering tomorrow, Dom, I feel like we're the Brewers postgame show because the Brewers didn't go off today. It was supposed to be today. Supposed to play the Mets. See the Mets. Not today. They didn't play. Tomorrow, 12:50, first pitch, my understanding. WISS, WRCE, WRJN, and the Big Q up north. Those are your Civic Media Brewer affiliates. Please tune in to one of them. And then we'll be the postgame show. And I'll have Peach Waba on, and then you'll join me, you know, fashionably late at 4.
Fashionably.
And you'll probably be like 3-4 cocktails in by then, I would suspect. Because
it is Friday. It's a good Friday.
Yeah, all Fridays are good Fridays when you got a cocktail in your hand. Are they not?
Every day is a good day, Curdy.
Are we going to finish the Trump thought?
Yes. Let's get back to it. 844-967-2789. Go ahead.
I have one more thought from Chuckster from Racine on the text line. I thought this clever. Rolling Stone, the entire, I think he's quoting a source here, Dom. The entire Easter story and worldwide Christian celebration of Jesus's resurrection from the dead in Sunday. Come Monday, the next day, we all celebrate April Fool's Day. Appreciate that, Chuckster. I
go along.
No, Dom would appreciate that. Oh, you know, he's always good for a stupid chuckle or whatever you were accused of doing before.
Cackling. I believe I'm on cackling.
Why would anyone discourage laughing?
Well, because
I'm anti-laughing.
You're too loud. If it's too loud, you're too old. Christianity, Crudy, of course, Good Friday tomorrow, Easter Sunday. The belief that a cosmic Jewish zombie who was his own father can make you live forever if you symbolically eat his flesh and telepathically tell him you accept him as your savior so he can remove an evil force from your soul that is present in humanity because a rib woman was convinced by a talking snake to eat from a magical tree. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, it's also Good Friday. So you can merchandise that story in the God Bless America Bible for $59.95.
$59.99. Call now. Maybe we should sell Bible.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the name the Devil's Advocates. I've been chastised very recently for the name Devil's Advocates. Oh, here's a interesting query on the text line. Deviled ham? Question mark?
Ooh, yeah.
Is that like chopped up ham? That's like ham salad?
Deviled eggs?
No, deviled eggs. I know what deviled eggs are. I had deviled egg potato salad last weekend from the deli down.
You know, it reminds me. The other night I was at Lakefront Brewery here.
I wasn't there with you. I can't remind you where you were.
I know. I got to take a second to think about it. Where was I again?
Drag Queen Bingo?
Lakefront Brewery here in the beautiful city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes, Drag Queen Bingo. And I won, man. Not only did I win, Steph won as well. That's like probably 15 bingo games that we do. It's, you know, for adults. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty funny. And our pal Greg Bach over for Civic Media's own was the MC along with Esther, the drag queen. So it was a lot of fun. And I was referred to that day as the Devil Day because they introduced me and whatever.
The deviled eggs.
Yes. So it reminds me of, you know, the conversation. But Crudy, why would you possibly be chastised for the devil's advocate? I mean, that's literally like a church thing, isn't it? Someone's going to be presented to sainthood or something along those lines, and someone has to present the other side of why that person maybe should not be the saint or whatever they're doing.
I went to
Catholic high school, but you know, I was excused from religion class after freshman year because apparently it has something to do about faith.
Maybe you could make that argument to Mrs. Crudy, because through the years I've called it devil radio. We've been the devil's advocates. She said, you know, if you guys ever consider a rebrand, could it be something not named after Satan? Satan? I'm like, baby, Satan? We never believed in Satan. Well, never worshiped the man or God or fallen angel, depending on your point of view, or fictional character.
Yes, you know, whatever your fantasy is. Knock yourself out.
If there wasn't a devil, why is there deviled eggs and deviled ham?
Yeah, see? This is what I'm saying. Is that proof?
That's all the faith you need, Dom. Deviled eggs. 844.
Love deviled eggs.
967-2789. Oh, we're getting a Jewish perspective on Easter. We need that. Jeff from Madison, welcome to the big show. What's for Easter dinner at your house, sir?
Hello, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
As you know, Jesus was born a Jew and died a Jew. So, and his last meal, supposedly, according to scholars, was a Passover Seder. So maybe everybody should just eat some of the food from a Passover Seder if they really want to celebrate Jesus and what to
all
eat.
Right, Jeff,
that's not going to include ham, is it, Jeff?
I'm not really down.
No,
what kind of food
there's
is offered during the Passover Seder,
well,
man?
The unleavened bread called matzah. There's more ceremonial foods that change depending if you're a Sephardic Jew versus an Ashkenazi Jew. But the unleavened bread is pretty consistent. A beet.
All right.
I like all my bread
beet,
unleaded.
Like brisket. Unleavened. Not unleaded.
I tease, Jeff. Please continue.
But I'm not the best source of it because I'm, you know, one of those, you know, according to the Cheeto Messiah, I'm one of those, not a true Jew because I vote Democratic. So, I'm not, maybe not the best one to speak for the Jewish
Jeff,
people, but
are,
you know.
Are you in control of the space lasers?
Should I
get maybe
in control?
I mean, we're waiting for our Soros check, man.
Yeah. No, I don't go to pizza parlors and eat babies either. No,
no, that's Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Well, you were talking about the spread on Sunday. What are you feeding us?
Well, I don't know. Now that I'm married to a Vietnamese woman, I'll probably just eat a bunch of Asian food anyhow.
Well,
he's done with that.
That was going to be my plan.
Well, I'm just saying that if you really want to be more like Jesus, I always say to the Jehovah's when they come to him, maybe you should convert to Judaism because you're trying to emulate that guy, then you should become a Jew. And that's just, I mean, and
good luck arguing with those guys, Jeff. They're worse than Dom.
Hey. But I am.
No, go finish your thought. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
I'm actually like the majority of Jews, which are very pragmatic, very secular. There's not a lot of us that are religious. The religious, ultra-religious ones are the crazy ones. They're like the Benjamin Netanyahu's or the Lieberman who just passed away. I mean, those are the crazy Jews. Us, most of us Jews are secular, agnostic, kind of pragmatic people. And
here's what always confused me, man. Because I'm technically Jewish, 25% Jewish on my mother's side, which is how it apparently flows to you, right? Culturally, I guess.
Oh, yes.
So there's a tribe, but then there's also the religion, right? Right. So there's like Sammy Davis Jr. was not
correct.
Necessarily part of the tribe. He converted to the religion.
Correct.
So I always seems so confusing to me. It's not like, you know, like all the Romans or Italians were, you know, Christians.
It's confusing
all of a sudden
to me too. It's confusing to me too, Dom. And I was born Jewish. In fact, even you go to 23andMe and you can find out how much Jewish blood in you and you have in you, supposedly. I guess there's something chromosomally that separates us from other Caucasians or whatever.
Of course, because we're the chosen tribe, Jeff. I mean, there's a big distinction, obviously.
Not to talk about it, but what, chosen for persecution? I'm not sure what we're chosen for, but yeah.
Jeff, but left to his own devices, Dom would still be wandering the desert.
Okay.
Amen. Jeff, appreciate the call, man. Always entertaining. Thanks for lightening up a little bit, man. That's fun.
Well,
844-967-2789.
Why don't you offend our Jewish friends the way you offend our Christian friends?
Because I was, you know, I wasn't really raised. Like my dad was 100% Sicilian, so that's the Catholic side. So I was baptized. I was never confirmed because by that time the parents were kind of over it.
They knew better. You know,
I never really took for me, man. So, you know, just be a good person and let all the mythology, you know, people do what you got to do. But as soon as you start trying to make your religious beliefs imposed upon me, that's where I have a little more of a problem. Because one thing I know after being on this earth for 52 plus years is no matter what you think or where you've been, you got no better idea what goes on before you're born or after you die than I do.
Don't the Jewish people go to temple on Saturday night, Dom? That would conflict with bar time.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Hey, and thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around. Our friends over the Busted Pencils are coming up next.
Dom, I wanted to make sure I got my facts straight as I'm being snarky on the way to break. So I Googled, do Jews go to synagogue on Saturdays? Because that's what I just asserted. And the Jewish Sabbath begins Friday night at sundown and continues until an hour after sundown on Saturday night. That would wreck all your summer fest, dude. You would have no fun at all. Although religious Jews go to the synagogue on Sabbath, the home functions as the primary place of the Sabbath observance. That in the Summerfest grounds, right, Dom?
You know it, man. That's holy ground for me.
844-967-2789. I'm gonna call an audible here. I wanna find out how our sometimes band MAGA buddy CJ intends to spend his Easter and what he's gonna eat. CJ, happy early Easter, good Friday Eve to you, fella.
Hey, CJ.
Thank you. Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call, and happy Easter to you gentlemen, too.
It's only in honor of the holiday. Don't blow it, CJ.
He's feeling very spiritual right now.
Sometimes. Yeah. I don't even know how I blow it because the rules change. I guess
it's hard to navigate sometimes, CJ, because, you know, we kind of make them up as we go.
Yeah, you sure do.
Dom, I always know when he's crossed that line. He just doesn't always know it. But yeah. Please continue, CJ.
Well, I just did. I really did just call to wish you guys happy Easter because it's a new beginning. And I hope you can, you know, open your heart to facts that sometimes you don't always hear from your choir. And because you guys sure preach to your choir. And sometimes you'll pick up you know, when and take opposition.
But do you know why I preach to the choir, CJ? Well. I preach to the choir because I want them to sing. I stole that from Scott Walker, your buddy, the preacher's kid. I heard him use that in a speech once. I stole it.
Well, you could steal more from his speeches too. I
rolled up back down. Freedom.
We're running out of time. Hey, okay. So in the spirit of CJ, in the spirit of goodwill and the miracle of the resurrection of your savior, not mine, because you know Jews don't believe in hell. What's your sense? Do you think does Donald Trump live the Christ-like life that you expect for a presidential Christian presidential candidate, CJ?
I don't think any of them, achieve sainthood. Let's put it that way.
Was Obama closer than Trump to sainthood? Because I am the devil's advocate. I'm here to argue against the canonization, if you know what I mean. That's literally the devil's advocate's job. But I think Obama more due for sainthood than your boy Trump. What do you think? Admit it.
No.
Obama's a better man. No. As a human being, well, Joel, come on. CJ, Obama's not a better man.
I'm concerned about our country.
All right, that's fair enough, but we're not talking about that right now, CJ. What we're talking about, hang on a second, and we appreciate it. This is the spirit of goodwill and the death and resurrection, yada, 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 so on and so forth. You really believe, you're going to sit here and tell our audience that down to the human beings, that Donald Trump is a better human being than Barack Obama?
Well, you guys want to believe that President Obama cares more. But I think President Trump shows our country he cares more about the country, because none of this crap was going on during.
I'm having a hard time not cackling at you, CJ. Paul's going to get real offended. Come on, man. Cares more about our country, CJ.
Yeah, he cares so much. He tried to overthrow the election so he could continue to care and hold the country in his bosom.
Now, didn't Joe Biden make
his biggest fault? I think what CJ is saying is that Donald Trump, he cares too much.
During the course of the State of the Union address, President Joe Biden made the statement that Donald Trump failed to care.
Right.
And then insurrectionist congressman from Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden, yelled, "Lies!"
Way to step up, Derek.
Right? That was... Yes. So anyway, CJ, you're semi-off band. Just depends on our mood. It's like Trump's net worth. If I'm in a good mood, maybe you make it. Otherwise, nah.
Yeah, we'll see.
844.
Better luck next time.
967-2789. Our pal, Wisco Paul. Happy Good Friday Eve to you, Paul.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Devil's Air. I was trying to get a hold of a Trump Bible. I understand he's selling Bibles now. So... That's totally unbelievable, but
it also includes a Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Lee Greenwood's song, "Proud to Be an American," and I think some statement by Trump. So it's quite a value. It's a multi-purpose. It's like an encyclopedia/Bible.
That's just a total wow on my part. But I'm going to tell you, CJ, there's a blue wave of coming. You got the women mad, and I'm telling you what. Whether you like it or not, once you get the woman mad, the blue wave is upon us. So, hey, it's a great show today. And it's fun to listen to CJ, actually. I know not what to do.
Repent for your sin of saying that, Paul. Appreciate your call, buddy.
2789. Let's get one more in at least. Chris from Rice Lake, you are up. Welcome, Chris. What do you got today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good, man. Awesome. Make it quick, though, Chris.
I will. I just wanted to say that everybody, I don't care what religion you are, everybody that should be offended by this Trump Bible thing. But I need to know where I can get my hands on about $2,000 worth of these $2 Trump bills that he's selling for $19 a piece. I mean, they're going to be worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars someplace.
Trump bills? What are they? I don't know what you're talking about.
You haven't seen them? He's
He's selling $2 bills with his picture on them for $19.95.
You can't change the U.S. currency, can you? Are they just paper? Or are they $2 bills that they desecrated?
They out.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. I saw it on one of these info things that it was a $2 bill, you know, with his picture on it that he's selling for $19.95.
He's going to show up, try to post bond with like 130 million of those things. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Congressman Mark Pocan. Friday, Pete Schwabba joins. Hope you tune in. Goodest of Fridays to you.
Thanks, Rich.